Jets last night against the Lancers, winning 25-18.
Life is better in the city. I like the way it don't know me. One, two, three!
The second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details.
It speaks to me. The words she gives me, they're all empty.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
the next Wayback Country Jamboree, coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, friends. This is Hank Larrick here speaking. I have a little story here to tell you in the way of a song. So if you'll just give a listen a moment, I'll sing it for you.
I haven't heard your stories about you speeding trains. Now I'll tell you about one of the fastest trains I've seen. She's the beauty of Southland. Listen to that whistle scream. It's the Pan American on her way to New Orleans.
I left a little town just south of Hudson's Bay. I couldn't find a thing to make around her want to stay. I fought the wind across the barren waste of the Christian land. It's come home year. All the new fees will be gathered here. There's lots of fish and brews and things like that. So don't stay where you're to, come where we're at.
Morning, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. This here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3-hour celebration to life and memory, and of course the songs of Hank Rivers, also known as and beloved as Henri LaRivière. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane. Welcome in, friends.
The bottle of the capital town with the government buildings and the parkways abound. I drove up to Cornwall and along the seaway. I took a trip to the Grand USA. Oh, how I long to sing that song. Strum on my old guitar. My childhood days were giving her low. Singing and thinking out of Mexico. Come on, Sam, play some more. Hammer record down the heart.
Good morning, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This here is your host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to invite y'all in to the next 3 hours as we celebrate the music and the life of one of Canada's first country music pioneers, Hank Rivers, who was born Henri LaRivière on January 23, 1917 in Hawkesbury, Ontario, having gained fame in the country music industry of Canada during the same era as Hank Snow and also Ralph Carter. He would go on to become one of the unsung heroes of this era of country music. However, during his time here, he would also be a very much respected musical icon of country music during the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and even into the 60s and 70s. Now, Hank Rivers sadly passed away on May 7th, 1996. Today, it will be my hope to remember this legendary man and his music. So let's open up today's program with the first family of country music in Ottawa Valley, the Family Brown, and their song, Pioneers. Then we'll follow with a song of Hank Rivers that he is best known for from 1967's Centennial album titled Hank's Traveling Blues. With that, I would like to welcome y'all into the Wayback Country Jamboree and say good morning to all my listeners out there in the Kingston listening area.
Tommy sang about a traveling man.
Orville's voice brought him command.
Lucille sang of the songs alone.
We'll throw that old strawberry roan.
their place and they made their fame.
And the Hall of Honor bears their name.
Pioneers, pioneers, they're the legends of yesteryear. They blaze the trail to a new frontier.
Like Papa Joe's, some are gone,
but their tradition still lives on.
So when folks worry about country's roots
and where the new generation's headed to,
I play the singing ranger's song.
You know that one about moving on.
Pioneers, pioneers, they're the legends of yesteryear. They blaze the trail to a new frontier, and we'll remember the pioneers, pioneers, they're the legends of yesteryear.
Country boys, both near and far, wherever I travel, I take my guitar. From the coast of Vancouver, I've looked all around, seen them play football in Edmonton town. In Calgary, I've met and kissed girls that were dear, seen the big stampede they have every year. We giant and moose jive, seen on the run, when the pagan Fort William, I had lots of fun. From Sault Ste. Marie, I came right down the line. The city of Hamilton is mighty fine. In Toronto, I went to the big jamboree. Kingston, Ontario, friends were nice to me. In Rouyn-Noranda, town known for fame, where they dig up the gold in the snow and the rain. I backtracked to Sudbury on the main line, sang to the miners with hearts moving pain. I rolled into North Bay, a town you all know. The weather was cold, it was 40 below. Down into Pembroke and on prior to, where the folks they all greet you with a how do you do. In the city of Ottawa, a capital town, where the government buildings and the parkways abound. I drove up to Cornwall and along the seaway. I took a trip to the Grand USA. In old Montreal, I arrived one bright morn, not very far, boys, from where I was born. I watched them play hockey not so long ago. I shook the hand of Big John Beliveau. Fredericton Mountain to the old Jaffa Coast, to the city of Halifax,
I drink a toast. On the boat I went over to Princeton with Dial, Queenstown in Dartmouth, I stayed just a while. The Gander Air Base had my head in a whirl, with planes coming in from all parts of the world. We should be proud of a country so grand, be thankful you live in this beautiful land.
Now, friends, once again, I would like to welcome you all back in as we get the show started off to this great start here this morning. I'd also like to begin, like we always do, with sending out some special dedications. First, it'll be a song going out to my beloved Mama Dawn, who celebrated her 60th birthday this past Friday, the 8th of November. For her, with love today, it'll be our good friend from Ireland, Margot, and an all-time classic titled All I Have to Offer You, Mom, Is This Rose. With that, we'll send this song out to Mama Dawn with love on her 60th birthday weekend. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my dear friends in upstate New York, Jimmy Rogers. For him today, he is celebrating his 73rd birthday on Tuesday coming up, the 12th. So for him today, it's going to be Wolf Carter, the father of Canadian country music, and Whatever Happened All Those Years. Then we'll wrap up this selection of great dedications once again with a song going out to our dear friend Michael T. Wall. And of course, he's a good friend of the show and Jamboree. He celebrated his 86th birthday on November 2nd. So for him today, it'll be a classic that he recorded back in the 1970s titled The Sons of Newfoundland. So with that, I would like to wish everybody a happy Sunday and say good morning to all my listeners out there in Radio World.
I've been looking through a window at an orchid, mother dear. I wanted so to buy it just for you, to thank you for your many prayers that heaven only knows. But all I have for you, Mom, is this rose. Still, I hope it shows. Though all I have for you, Mom, is this rose. When my life is over and I hear the trumpets blow, meet you up in heaven on that day. God will hand to you an orchid as he takes you in his fold. But all I have for you, Mom, is this rose. I tried to buy that orchid, and Mom, I'll tell you why. Every day should be Mother's Day for you. It's not much to say I love you, but still I hope it shows. Though all I have for you, Mom, is this rose. Yes, all I have for you, Mom, is this rose.
How my heart was filled with joy when I was just a barefoot boy. and I wandered through the woods and fished the stream. I was always on the roam, never liked to stay at home. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? Her dad was always there to see as we knelt on bended knee, and he thanked the good Lord for the coming day. Then you'd hear one awful wail, someone pulled the old cat's tail. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? As I gazed across the prairie while the sun was sinking low, listened to the low of cattle like the years of long ago. Gone are many dear old buddies, pardon if I shed a tear. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? Then one day I thought it best, I jumped a freight train going west. I'd be a cowboy and I'd ride the range all day. I was in the Calgary stampede, but I could never gain the lead. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? Sun is slowly going down, the good Lord lets me stay around. Many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you one and all when the work's all done this fall. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? The sun is slowly going down, but the good Lord, he lets me stay around. And many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you, one and all, when the work's all done this fall. But can you tell me what's happened to all of those years? Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years?
Dear Mom, I guess it's surprising that I finally took time. But a country band sang up old Newfoundland down in the tavern last night. And a bunch of the boys got to talking about how often we don't keep in touch. And we want you to know that we love you and the land that we're missing so much. And we'll all be home someday. We're all coming back home once again. We'll all be home again someday, for we're still the sons of old Newfoundland. You know that we just had to leave there our fame and our fortune to win. But someday we'll walk by the seashore and never go wandering again. please pass around this letter. So the rest of the folks will understand. We're doing just fine, but we're just marking time till we're back home once again in old Newfoundland. And we'll all be home again someday. We're all coming back home again. We'll all be back home again someday. For we're still the sons of old Newfoundland. Yes, we're still the sons of old Newfoundland.
I'm just singing Newfoundlander, and I sing a happy song.
Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Wayback Country Jamboree over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well, once again, friends, it's that time to take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at the Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show. Let's begin with sending out a song from my radio uncle and aunt in Eganville, Ontario, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chbisky. For them today, it's going to be a classic war ballad by Mac Beattie titled The Beaches of Dieppe. Then we'll follow with another song going out to our dear friends, Vic and Linda May in Armprior, Ontario. For them today, it'll be a classic by Hank Rivers called The Big Battle. Then we'll wrap up this set with our dear friend Tom Wilson and his version of the old Irish classic war ballad, Danny Boy. So with that, I'd like to say good morning to all my listeners and say good day to the Valley listeners. Good morning, friends, and happy Sunday.
On the 19th day of August, in the year of 42, when 5,000 young Canadians with shoulder patches blue wrote a gallant page in history that will forever live. Gallant fighting men from Canada, the boys of Second Div, from their homes across the ocean, in the land of maple leaf, they had volunteered for service and to fight for their belief. And they formed the first invasion force that morning as they swept across the stormy English Channel to the beaches of Dieppe. They were heroes, every man of them, who stormed the beach that day, where 2,000 died in battle and 1,000 had to stay. But so gallant their endeavor for the world, as we forget that their names will live forever on the beaches of Dieppe. The Royal Regiment of Canada, the Fusiliers Mount Royal, the SSR Saskatchewan, the Essex Scottish Lyle, the Hamilton Light Infantry, the Queen's Own Camerons too, and the gallant 14th Calgary Tanks all wore the patches blue. They were heroes, every man of them, who stormed the beach that day, where 2,000 died in battle and 1,000 had to stay. But so gallant their endeavor for the world, as we forget that their names live forever on the beaches of Dieppe. From the shores of Nova Scotia to Pacific waters tide, from the foothills and the prairies they had come here and they died. From the farmlands of Ontario, the hills of old Quebec, yes, Second Div, your name will live forever at Dieppe. They were heroes, every man of them, who stormed the beach that day, where 2,000 died in battle and 1,000 had to stay. But so gallant their endeavor for the world, as we forget that their names will live forever on the beaches of Dieppe. Yes, their names will live forever on the beaches of Dieppe.
think, sir, the battle is over. And the young soldier laid down his gun. I'm tired of running for cover. I'm certain the battle is done. For see over there where we fought them, it's quiet and they've all gone away. All left is the dead and the dying, the blue line alongside the gray. So you think the battle is over, and you even lay down your gun, and you carelessly rise from your cover, for you think the battle is done. Boy, hit the dirt, listen to me, for I'm still the one in command. Get flat on the ground here beside me and key your ear hard to the sand. Can you hear the deafening rumble? Can you feel the trembling ground? It's not just the horses and wagons that make such a deafening sound. For every shot fired had an echo, and every man killed wanted life. There lies your friend Jim McKinney. Can you take the news to his wife? No, son, the battle's not over. The battle has only begun. The rest of the battle will cover the part that has blackened the sun. The fight yet to come's not with cannons, nor will the fight be hand in hand. No one will agree group of the forces, no charge will a general command. The battle will rage in the bosom of mother, sweetheart and wife, brother and sister and daughter will grieve for the rest of their lives. Now go ahead, rise from your cover, thankful that God let you live. Go fight the rest of the battle for those who gave all they could give. I see, sir, the battle's not over. The battle has only begun. The rest of the battle will cover this part that has blackened the sun. For there's no sound of the cannon, and though there's no smoke in the sky, I'm dropping the gun and the saber, and ready for battle am I.
Oh, Danny Boy, the fight. And up the mountainside, the summer's gone, and all the leaves are gone. His you must go, and I must buy. But come. For I'll be there.
But if you come when all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the spot where I am lying, and kneel and say an offering for me, and I shall hear those soft ye tread above me, and all my grave shall warmer, sweeter be. For you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Just a countryside story full of sunshine and glory. Won't you come for a visit? Take the old Wakefield train.
Hi, everybody. This is Wayne Rostad. You're listening to Way Back Country Jamboree with my good friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And if you love everybody, chances are that somebody will love you the way that I do.
Now, friends, it is once again an honor to welcome a very special guest of honor to the Way Back Country Jamboree and Morning Show this morning. This next guest, Father, of course, is our tribute artist of today, Hank Rivers. And, of course, that means interview guest of honor is none other than Hank's son, Tim Rivers, or Timothy LeRivière, as he is also known. Now, this will be a part one of a three-part interview with Tim here today. Following this first part of this interview, we will hear one of Hank's all-time classic songs that he wrote the words for. However, it was originally composed as a fiddle tune by late great Ward Allen, entitled Maple Sugar. So with that, here's a good friend of mine and a dear friend of our program, and also the son of Hank Rivers, Tim LeRivière.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny. Appreciate that.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. I know it's been a while trying to get a hold of you, but it's a pleasure to be talking to you finally. Yes.
Yes.
So let's go back to when and where your father was born. I believe it was Hawkesbury.
Yes, Hawkesbury, Ontario, back in January of 1917, yes.
Okay, quite a while ago then.
Quite a while ago, yes.
Yes. And so what was his childhood like? Did he ever tell you about it?
Like the hard times way back, you know, when he was in 1917 when he was born. But, you know, growing up definitely was hard times and depression, and everybody was trying to look for a job, I'm sure, well, as you know. And they didn't really have full-time jobs back then. It was more or less part-time, for they can share a bit of the wealth with all the other people that needed jobs. But my mom and my grandmother and definitely always had a meal on the table.
Yes.
Although it was tough times. But my dad spent, most of his time actually listening to music, you know. He got his first guitar there at, I believe it was 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, started that. That was a birthday present from my mother, and then started to go out and play gigs at 17 years old. Yeah.
Very nice. Yes, yes. And so he started recording into the, 1930s?
Yeah, 1933, he was signed up by a gentleman called Hugh Joseph.
Okay.
1939, actually, to the RCA, which was at the time Blue Bird Records.
In Montreal.
Yes, in Montreal. That's exactly right. Yeah.
The same as Hank Snow, then.
Yes, Hank Snow. There was Hank Snow, Wilf Carter, Ernest Tubb, Hank Williams. They were signed up in 1940 or 1941.
Exactly. After my dad, yes.
Yeah. After my father was, mm-hmm. and so yeah, great representation for RCA Victor back in those days for Montreal, and it was like 78 records, right?
For sure. Yes. The old shellac.
The old shellac records.
Exactly. You want to drop them, I tell you.
No. And the thing being was, it was not like today. It was a one-shot deal.
Yes.
If you made a mistake, well, it was repay and go through the whole process again. So thank God for technology these days. But back in those days, yeah, it was, you had to have it right the first time or...
Or not at all, exactly.
Or not at all, and save up more money to try and do your best once again. So.
Exactly, yes.
Yes, yeah. So tough days back then, yeah.
Hank, did he ever, he served in the war, I understand.
Yes, he actually served twice. His first gig in the war was... I think he was 17 or 18 when he joined.
Okay.
And, and he joined back then just on the ship, and that he had a bit of a pleurisy in his lung.
Yes.
So he did maybe a year, and then he went on to another second term at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He was, the first one was with the Prince of Wales Regiment.
Okay, yes, yeah.
When he got injured, and then he got transferred after that. He was released, but then he wanted to get back in, and he was transferred to the Royal Canadian Ordnance Corps.
I see.
And he entertained the soldiers in far lands, and also in Canada when they... came back injured or something, he'd always stop by and sing his songs to the troops. You know, he did love the army, that's for sure.
He even coined the phrase or the nickname, the singing soldier boy.
Yes, the singing soldier. Yes. And that came after you know, entertaining the soldiers and all army songs he sang, which there's an LP of that.
That's right.
Called the Salute to Gallant Men, you know, and and he also even met Roy Brown. Now Roy Brown was from Carleton Place. He's the gentleman that shot down the Red Baron.
Okay. Yes.
You're right. So yeah, and. That's what brought him a little bit to joining up and protecting our people, and it was an inspiration when he met Roy Brown, so that started that situation off about the Army, yes.
Okay, and then he would also go on to open for Wilf Carter. We were talking about Wilf Carter.
Yeah, that was in 1952.
Okay.
With the Wilf Carter tour. Now, it started actually down at Lansdowne Park in Ottawa.
Oh, yes, yes.
Right, and little Jimmy Dickens was there.
Yes.
And Slim Dusty.
Okay, yes, I remember that name.
You remember this? And Paul Anka. Paul Anka, he actually... we all know Paul Anka.
Well, of course. He's still going today, is he not?
Still going today.
Yes,
he's a good buddy of my dad's. He's the one that actually wrote The Longest Yard.
Oh, is that right?
The Longest Day, sorry.
Oh, The Longest Day. Okay, sure.
Which was an Army song back then, which my dad recorded. And he actually took Paul Anka to the Standish Hall. Do you remember the old Standish Hall, eh?
No, I don't.
Oh, it was an old, big old hotel way back.
Okay, then. Like a dance hall.
Yeah, big dance hall, and you know, they had the beer and good times. So when Paul Anka came back, to Canada at that time for entertaining. That's where my dad brought him over to the Standish Hall, and they got up and did some songs. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
bit of memories there.
For sure. Now, another thing that is little known today, but he actually wrote the words for the Ward Allen classic, Maple Sugar.
That is correct, yes.
How did that come about?
Now, it wasn't an army house, but it looked like, you know, those little army houses that mm-hmm. Ward Allen lived in. And my brother Henry, actually, he was older than me. Mm-hmm. And one day he my dad got a call from Ward Allen, because they were very, very close friends. And it was like, Hank, I got this really good riff I'm working on, and I think I have it all down pat. I want you to come over, and I want you to listen to it. So I couldn't go that day.
Yes.
I was only 5 years old. But my brother Henry went, and his wife, well, I always remember her, too. She always, you know, she was the cookie lady when we came over, usually. And
Alan, yeah.
You know, so the thing being is, was... they went downstairs,
yes,
into the basement, and nothing, no couches. It wasn't done. It was just all cement blocks, and there was a couple of chairs there. And Ward Allen, from what my brother told me and my dad, was that he started playing this riff, and you know, naturally it was beautiful at the time.
Yeah,
for sure, something brand new in the fiddle industry. And he started playing it for my dad. It was a beautiful riff, like I said. And then all of a sudden he goes, okay, Hank, well, I'm going to be recording this probably close to the end of the year, and then I want you to try and write some words to it. Well, it took my dad probably an hour and a half that day to write all those words downstairs in Ward Allen's basement with him, eh?
Is that right? Yes.
Yeah, changed a couple little words and sentences, and Ward Allen just loved it, eh?
Yeah.
Maple Sugar, Sweetheart. And he's the actual fiddle player on that.
For sure, yeah.
In a record and that. So that's
the Ward song. Ward actually played on your father's version then.
Yes.
Amazing.
Definitely.
Great.
He always did a little plunk on the end of his fiddle of that song. You could always hear it, eh?
Yes, exactly.
A little finger plunk. Bink!
Yes. So, exactly.
It may be part of his trademark or something, but yeah. And, you know, they were back. Oh, Ward Allen was such a gentleman. His wife was such a lovely lady too. Yes,
for sure. I've interviewed her before, and she's a very nice lady. Yes, Ann Allen. Yes,
definitely. Yes.
So going into the 1960s, I understand. Well, actually, I should go ahead before that. But would you tell us about him meeting Hank Williams? That would have been in the 50s, I believe.
Yeah. Well, there's the couple of little funny tricklets to when he was playing with the Hank Williams and Hank Snow and Wolf Carter. You know, it's a lot like back then, the boys, sometimes they had change or they didn't have change.
Yes.
You know, like in their pocket. And he told me a story one time about the three of them walking down from the lobby upstairs where their rooms were, and Hank Williams says, to Hank Snow, he goes, lend me a nickel there. I don't have any change. I want to grab a paper here, eh? And Hank said, sorry, I don't lend you money. I work for a living.
Yes.
So apparently Hank Williams had to go back upstairs and get his nickel or whatever, extra change.
Yes.
That's a pretty funny one. But they all got along great. Hank Snow was a really good friend of my dad. And, Hank Williams was a little closer. My dad and him spent like quite a bit of time together.
Yeah.
And just playing music upstairs and having a little shot of whiskey or whatnot. And that's how their friendship came to be.
Exactly.
This guarding of, it was my dad was, it felt so glorious to meet Hank Williams and Hank
For
Snow,
sure.
You know, and then their friendship continued later on. Got a beautiful letter from Hank Snow when my dad passed away. And
oh, did you? Yes,
and one from Tommy Hunter and one from Jean Chrétien, one time Prime Minister, and that, just thanking Hank for his contribution to the music world in Canada.
I see.
So that's how our little story got together with Hank Williams, yeah.
Okay, and that was, I think, 1951. It was through his Ottawa Valley tour.
Yeah, 1952, yes. Yeah, with Will Carter down at the Lansdowne Park it started, yeah.
Okay, sure. Did he ever tell you what his thoughts were when Hank passed?
When Hank Williams
passed?
He was pretty soiled, naturally, about it, you know, and kept saying that I was such a great guy, and he was, like, young, he didn't last long, and he passed away, and he reminisced Hank Williams with Tom Mix back then, and Tom Mix was the real
cowboy star, yes.
Yeah, back then, and he always told me how he wanted to introduce Gene Autry to Hank Williams, but that was coming in time, but then Hank Senior Williams passed away, and so that never happened. Yeah, it was pretty more sad for, you know, all the fans and all the country singers that knew Hank Williams.
For sure.
You know, he was definitely a star then, but still rising up with some beautiful songs and everything. And he really gave my dad a frontier on also the country music, you know, when they were talking of conversations and that. So, yeah, they were pretty close for sure.
Okay.
I got some pictures, like I said, I was going to send you of my dad and them.
Well, I appreciate
boys
that,
all together,
Tim,
way back then, yes. So that's the way that happened, yeah.
Well, that's great.
Now I left her in the mountains in the golden summertime, and I told her not to worry, little darling gal of mine. I told her that I loved her, I always would be true. When the moon comes o'er the mountain, I'll be waiting here for you. She's my darling, my sweetheart, she's the only one for me. Where the heart is pure as gold, and in dreams her face I see. For soon I'll be returning, and the wedding bells will chime. I'll make her mine forever when it's maple sugar time. For down he played fiddle, folks will come from far away to the maple sugar hole down on our happy wedding day. I feel like a country king, we'll paint a lovely scene. I'll kiss her smiling ruby lips, she'll be my pretty queen. She's my darling, my sweetheart, she's the only one for me. Where the heart is pure as gold, and in dreams her face I see. For soon I'll be returning, and the wedding bells will chime. I'll make her mine forever when it's maple sugar time.
You gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey. Say you love me time and time again, honey.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or suggestion or request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky?
Oh,
Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch by snail mail. Just send your letters care of Woodlock Ranch Studios and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca. And we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Well, yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that first visit of a three-part visit with our dear friend, Tim LeRivière. Now, as I welcome y'all back, it's once again that time in the program to salute the vinyl blast from Vinyl Past. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door here at the Wayback Country Jamboree this morning. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's salute our tribute artist this morning once again, Hank Rivers, or Henri LeRivière, an original 45 RPM single titled Christmas in the Maritime. In my opinion, this song is one of the earliest Christmas recordings that Hank ever did, from 1957. And so with that, I do hope y'all enjoyed this early original 45 single. And with that, here's another all-time favorite by Hank Rivers. Welcome in, friends.
Now all good friends from far and near, close your eyes and you're here. In the midst of very pleasant times, it's Christmas in the
yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. As a big farewell to our first hour at 8 o'clock here this morning, and look upon the second hour at 9 o'clock, let's remember a couple sacred gospel favorites. First will be Orville Prophet, a dear friend of Hank LeRivière's, and a song titled The Judgment Day Express. Then we'll wrap up with Hank Rivers himself, and a classic titled Your Mother Is Praying For You. With that, I'll talk to y'all on the other side. The second hour, 9 o'clock. Good morning, friends, and happy Sunday.
Many years ago, was a fireman and a dam and engineer. I seen the big skyscrapers and the mountains filled with dew. I have opened up the throttle on the northern cannonball, but I still have one to pilot, see the beauty of them all. When in judgment morning you awake and hear the horn, you'll see the train for heaven and be thankful you were born. Then she'll blow her golden whistle for the land of happiness, and you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express. I have heard her wheels of silver and the cab is done in pearl. There's diamonds on the pistons and they sparkle as they whirl. I sure hope I have the honor and the good Lord me will bless with the papers for the running of the Judgment Day Express. When in judgment morning you awake and hear the horn, you'll see the train for heaven and be thankful you were born. Then she'll blow her golden whistle for the land of happiness, and you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express. There'll be no more runs to schedule, it's beyond the reach of time. There'll be no more open switches as she whistles down the line. Oh, I pray I'll be on border with the throttle up to S. See the brakeman give his signal for the Judgment Day Express. When in judgment morning you awake and hear the horn, you'll see the train for heaven and be thankful you were born. Then she'll blow her golden whistle for this land of happiness, and you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express. There is still accommodation if you wish to come aboard, and the price of transportation you can settle with the Lord. If you're kept away from Satan throughout every storm and stress, then I'm sure you'll get your ticket for the Judgment Day Express. When in judgment morning you awake and hear the horn, you'll see the train for heaven and be thankful you were born. Then she'll blow her golden whistle for the land of happiness, and you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express. And you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express.
Maybe long skies, maybe gray, maybe near or beat and blue. But fear not, noble soldier, you've a whole world to gain, for someday your dreams will come true. Your mother is praying for you, son, though she's hiding each tear with a smile. Ask him the Savior to guide you, he watch over you all the while. So fight and be brave all the more, we'll drive the dark clouds far away. And remember each night, say a prayer, son, for the one who is praying for you. Yes, soldier, you can afford to be brave. Raise high the banner, and long may she wave. Now think of that old sweetheart, so brave and so true. Then think of that.